Hello everyone, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
Welcome to part two of our article on night markets and night market food. Now let's remind ourselves what's going on.
还记得吗? This is a conversation between Pat and Tiffany.
That's right. But the conversation is one I would have had years ago when I first came to Taiwan. Some of my friends and co-workers showed me around the night markets and told me about the snacks.
我们这篇对话是 Pat 老师当年刚来台湾的时候他的夜市初体验哦。Can you remember any interesting experiences from your first few months here?
Well, we definitely went to Huaxijie and tried the snake soup. Yeah, that was interesting. I don't think I'll eat it again.
你竟然去了华西街还喝了蛇汤。那接下来啊，我应该介绍你试试看青蛙下蛋。Then you should try frog eggs.
What?
It's kind of drink.
Taiwanese people are crazy. Frog eggs?
不要告诉他青蛙下蛋只是粉圆而已哦。
Anyway, in today's conversation, I'll learn more about food in Taiwan, especially about how night market snacks taste different in different parts of Taiwan. Let's begin today's lesson.
让我们来看看今天的课程吧。
Enjoying snacks in night markets.
What's this we're eating now? It tastes so good.
It's an oyster omelet. To be honest...I think the ones in my hometown are better.
Oh, you're not from Taipei?
No, I'm from Kaohsiung, a large city in the south. There's a big night market called Niuhe.
How is the food there different from that in Shirlin Night Market?
Well, many of the dishes are slightly sweet. In southern Taiwan, people prefer to use sugar.Rather than salt to flavor food.
How interesting! Kaohsiung is on the coast, isn't it? There must be lots of seafood dishes.
You're right. One of the most popular is seafood congee.
I hope I can visit Kaohsiung and give that a try.
I'd be more than happy to show you around my city.Hometown. Hometown. Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston. Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston. Dish. Dish. The cook's main dish for tonight.Is steak and potatoes. The cook's main dish for tonight is steak and potatoes. Flavor. Flavor. Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar. Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar. Seafood.Seafood. The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood. The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood.
The conversation takes place a little later on the same evening as the first. We left Tiffany and I lining up to buy fried chicken.We've eaten that, and now we're trying something else.
Ah, 吃完了鸡排，喝完了甘蔗汁，小 case 娘娘，对不对？ What did you try next?
Well, I start off by saying, what's this we're eating now? It tastes so good. Whatever it is, I clearly like it.
佩老师真的很勇敢诶。要是我没有先问过那是什么食物，我就不敢吃了。他是先吃，然后再说，哇，这是什么？很好吃诶。
Yeah, Tiffany tells me what it is. She says it's an oyster omelette. So, oajen, is that right? These are made with eggs, oysters, and vegetables, and they're definitely tasty.
Oyster 是生蚝，就是鹅啊。 那 omelet 这个字中文把它翻成欧姆蛋，也就是里面呢会放很多配料，口感上呢是比较滑润的那种蛋的料理。That's oyster omelet， 加起来呢就是我们在台湾的蚵仔煎了。台湾很多夜市都有卖蚵仔煎的。
Yeah, and Tiffany then says, to be honest, I think the ones in my hometown are better.
Honest 这个字是诚实的意思，它字首的 H 不发音哦，念作 honest.、Mm-hmm. To be honest 这个片语放在句子最前面是要表达说，坦白说，诚实告诉你我心里的想法。Tiffany 觉得士林夜市蚵仔煎并不是最好吃的，她觉得她的 hometown 家乡的蚵仔煎是更美味的哦。
Yeah, the word hometown, which is H-O-M-E-T-O-W-N, it's all one word, hometown, means the place where you were born or lived as a child. Now, my hometown is in the middle of England, called Nottingham.Where is yours, Rebecca?
My hometown is 彰化，我是彰化人哦。Hometown 其实就是 home 加 town 加城镇，把它加在一起一个字的。我的家乡在彰化。佩老师是英国人，他的家乡在 Nottingham， 对不对？他叫翻译成诺丁汉，那也就是英格兰中部的一个城镇。
Yeah, we could also say Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston.Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston.
Christy 在芝加哥长大，但她的家乡在休斯顿。那么 Tiffany 的家乡在哪里呀？那边的蚵仔煎真的有比较厉害吗？ I thought Tiffany's hometown was Taipei.
Yeah, so did I. But and I say, oh, you're not from Taipei? And she replies, no, I'm from Kaohsiung, a large city in the south.
啊，原来 Tiffany 老师她是高雄人啊。高雄夜市美食也超好吃的，难怪她会这么有自信。
Well, then she says, there's a big night market there called Liohe. Is that right? Liohe. Okay. And now I have been there since. Have you been there, Rebecca?
Of course. 去高雄一定要去鼎鼎有名的六合夜市咯。
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, back in our conversation, I ask, how is the food there different from that in Shilin night market? I imagine that in different parts of the country, different food is served.And I know in Taiwan, each city has its own special food.
台湾虽然很小，但是南北的口味还是有点不太一样。What did Tiffany tell you?
Well, she says, well, many of the dishes are slightly sweet. Now, this word dish, D-I-S-H, dish, means food cooked or prepared in a particular way.As a meal. So oyster omelette is a dish, so is beef noodles, lu rou fan, and everything else.
刚刚说的蚵仔煎啊，牛肉面啊，卤肉饭啊，都是一道一道的菜肴。Dish 这个字它也是个多义字哦。当餐具使用的时候 ，dish 也就是盘子嘛。那我们说 wash the dishes 或者是 do the dishes。这个片语当中的 the dishes， 它可以指所有的杯碗瓢盆刀叉汤匙等等的 dish。另外的用法就是一道一道的菜肴。所以当对方问你说 What's your favorite dish？ 在问你说你最喜欢的菜，而不是你最喜欢的盘子。
Yeah, so for that kind of dish, we could also say the cook's main dish for tonight is steak and potatoes.The cook's main dish for tonight is steak and potatoes.
整顿饭下来呢，会有一些前菜啊、汤啊、沙拉、主菜、甜点等等。刚句当中的 main dish 就是主菜的意思。整句话就在说，这个厨师今天晚上的主菜是牛排跟马铃薯。这份例子是告诉我们说啊，很多南部的菜在口味上呢，会比较稍微甜一点。
Yeah, apparently Kaohsiung's dishes are slightly sweeter. So slightly is spelled S-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y, slightly. And it means a little bit. So they're a little bit sweeter, not a lot sweeter.
Slight, 当形容词使用的时候就是轻微的一点点的 slightly, 后面把它加 L-Y 变副词了，就是轻微低，一点点低。高雄口味呢，他们那种道地菜肴倒也不是说非常无敌的甜哦，就一点点，稍微比北部菜再甜一点。Did Tiffany tell you why Kaohsiung's dishes are slightly sweeter?
Yeah, she does actually. She gives more information. She says in southern Taiwan, people prefer to use sugar rather than salt. to flavor food. Okay, this means they don't use salt, they use sugar instead.
南部人比较喜欢用糖而不是用盐巴来调味。当我们想说两个里面两者当中是前者而不是后者的时候呢，就可以用这个片语叫 rather than。 注意哦，用这个片语的时候呢，前后词性是一致的。比如说 He was happy rather than sad， 他很开心而不是悲伤。 Rather than 前面的 happy 跟 sad 都是形容词，而对话当中的句子 In Thousand Taiwan, people prefer to use sugar rather than salt。 片语的 rather than 的前后是 sugar and salt， 糖跟盐巴，那都是名词，讲词性啊，就是一致的了。
We also saw the word flavor, F-L-A-V-O-R, flavor. Now in this sentence, flavor is a verb.And it means to add something to food or drink to give it more flavor or a particular flavor. Now, as we can see from that explanation, it can be a verb or a noun. In this case, a verb.
Flavor 当名词使用，它就是口味。拿冰淇淋来说好了 ，strawberry. Strawberry is my favorite ice cream flavor.
Okay.
草莓是我最爱的冰淇淋口味。但 flavor 可以当动词使用哦，那是增添风味，可能在料理当中多加点蒜头啊，加点香料啊，去提味等等。
Exactly. So for example, Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar.Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar.
Sarah 用酱油 soy sauce 跟醋 vinegar 去增添火锅的风味。Hot pot 字面上是热锅，不过指的呢就是火锅这道料理。南部人比较喜欢用糖去提味的关系，所以南部料理啊多半是比较偏甜一点点的。Pat, since you have been to Taiwan for 6 years, right?、
Mm-hmm.
I believe now you can tell the difference.
I probably can't unless I have the two next to each other. Otherwise, it's kind of hard. I can't really taste it. But anyway, when I first found out this information, I was quite impressed. The article says, I say, how interesting. And then I say, Kaohsiung is on the coast, isn't it?There must be lots of seafood dishes.
高雄是著名的港都城市，那海鲜当然就是数一数二的咯。
Yeah, seafood, which is spelled S-E-A-F-O-O-D, all one word, seafood, is fish and sea creatures that can be eaten. Okay, especially shellfish. Shellfish are things like shrimp, crab and oysters. So seafood includes squid, jellyfish, eel, basically anything that lives in the sea.
刚刚提到的海鲜种类，你听懂几种呢？Shrimp 是虾子 ，crab、mm-hmm. 螃蟹 ，oyster 生蚝 ，squid 花枝 ，jellyfish 水母啊！不要太惊讶啊！你吃一道凉拌菜，海蜇皮，它其实就是用水母呢。那因为都是来自大海的食物，所以 seafood 就是海鲜喽。
So here's a sentence: The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood. The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood.
既然是海岛人民吃的就是海鲜咯，句当中的 live on 就是吃、什么样的东西来过活， diet 指的是你吃的饮食的内容，你所吃的东西。高雄是海港，海鲜类的食物当中特别新鲜，特别好吃。佩老师说的没错，高雄很多很多的海鲜料理。
Yeah, I guess right. As Tiffany says, you're right. One of the most popular is seafood congee, 海鲜粥、right?
海鲜粥。
Okay, this is a dish made with seafood and rice that's beencooked and made into a thick soup.
Congee 这个字很特别，有些字典上没有哦，它只是中国式的粥，用白米加很多的水下去煮的，所以像 seafood congee 就是海鲜粥，六合夜市造菜是很有名的。 You should definitely try it.
Yeah, next I say, I hope I can visit Kaohsiung and give that a try. And Tiffany says, I'd be more than happy to show you around my city. If you show someone around, you take them to a place you know, tell them where the best food is, where the shops are, where everything is, really.
Show someone around 就带这个人到处去看看嘛，所以 Let me show you around 就是让我来带你到处参观参观。
Yep, and that's the end of the conversation, which means it's time to end the lesson.
休息一下，马上回来。
Okay, Rebecca, which night market is your favorite and why?
我最喜欢的夜市是饶河街夜市。It is very close to my place. I love the food there. How about you?
I like one I went to in Hualien. It's called, I think, Nanbin.
Oh, Nanbin.
And it's on the beach. So it's right next to the sea. So there's fresh air. It just seemed really interesting, really relaxed.
看来佩老师去过不少夜市，还学了很多台湾料理要怎么说呢？
Okay, well, that's the end of today's lesson about night markets and night market snacks. Of course, with games and shopping, there is a lot more to do. So please write in and tell us which one in Taiwan is your favorite and what you enjoy doing there. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
Cheating on a test is like playing with fire.
Cheating on a test is like playing with fire.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要介绍的是跟 fire 有关的句子。Fire 就是火，火对人类的生存来说非常重要。它让我们能够煮饭，使我们保暖，帮助我们制造钢铁和其他金属。不过在失去控制的情况下，火是非常危险的。这就是我们今天要介绍的例句 Play with fire， 玩火自焚。既然知道玩火是非常危险的行为，结果还要去做，引申之意就是自找麻烦的意思。举例来说，有些同学为了考试成绩好，不认真念书，反而选择作弊。您知道这是不对的意思，而且会抓到后会有处罚，却坚持去做，这就是玩火的行为。Cheating on a test is like playing with fire. 考试作弊就如同玩火自焚一样。各位同学可不要以身试法哦。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。Cheating on a test is like playing with fire. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
Cheating on a test is like playing with fire.
Cheating on a test is like playing with fire.
Kit Kat!
Shijine, Shijine!
咦 ,Shijine 要用 true 还是 real 哈？
表姐，我跟你告状。
他什么？
我跟你说 ，A little bird told me that Alan has two girlfriends.
Two. 等一下，你说你听说 Alan 他劈腿哦？
对
，Is it real？
嗯哼，
哦，这样不行哎。
嗯，
我现在马上去劝他。
啊？什么？哎，表姐，不要说是我说的。惨了惨了，希望表姐不要跟 Alan 讲是我说的。如果被发现，我就说是 Joseph 跟我说的，没有错。不过呢，刚表姐一听到这个传闻，说这个 Alan 他怎么可能劈腿？对啊，以他的条件，应该不是真的哈。难怪表姐刚刚马上就会问说。Is it real? 表示是真的吗？虽然口语 real 和 true 常常可以互用啦，不过其实他们要强调的有所不同哦。在这里，表姐如果用 is it true， 更加有这件事情是千真万确的嘛讲的意思哦。当我们用 true， 就是表示与事实相符、确实的意思，相反词就是 false， 所以常常考试出的是非题，英文就是 true or false。那怎么用呢？比方说，哈哈，那天啊，我又听到一个八卦，这个 Ted 好像要结婚了嘞。我马上问他说 ，Is it true that you're getting married？ 那既然这样 ，real 又是什么意思呢？他强调的是某个东西不是虚幻的，是真的意思。像是有一次我看到一个很小很小的狗，我以为它是玩具，结果 it's actually a real dog。另外，东西品质的真假也可以用 real 来表示，像是真皮就是 real leather， 还有一颗真的钻戒就是 a real diamond。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
True 是表示与事实相符、确实的，相反词为 false。Real 则是强调某个东西是真的，不是虚构的哦，用来表示商品的真假的真，相反词就是 fake。
Enjoying snacks in night markets.
What's this we're eating now? It tastes so good.
It's an oyster omelet. To be honest, I think the ones in my hometown are better.
Oh, you're not from Taipei?
No, I'm from Kaohsiung, a large city in the south. There's a big night market called Niuhe.
How is the food there different from that in Shirley Night Market?
Well, many of the dishes are slightly sweet. In southern Taiwan, people prefer to use sugar rather than salt to flavor food.
How interesting! Kaohsiung is on the coast, isn't it? There must be lots of seafood dishes.
You're right. One of the most popular is seafood congee.
I hope I can visit Kaohsiung and give that a try.
I'd be more than happy to show you around my city. Hometown. Hometown. Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston. Christy grew up in Chicago, but her hometown is in Houston. Dish. Dish. The cook's main dish for tonight is steak and potatoes. The cook's main dish for tonight is steak and potatoes. Flavor. Flavor. Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar. Sarah flavored the hot pot with some soy sauce and vinegar. Seafood. Seafood. The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood. The people living on the island live on a diet of seafood.